This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's Thursday, the day we read from your email. And this week, many of you wrote to say that you were deeply affected by our story on the violence suffered by American Indian and Alaska Native women. A report from Amnesty International found that 1 in 3 women in these communities will be raped in her lifetime, and that cases of abuse are rarely prosecuted.
This is from Janice Willard of Moscow, Idaho. When I heard your report about the high incidence of sexual abuse, rape, torture, and murder of America's Native women, I wanted to cry. It is a travesty of our supposedly civilized system of justice in this country that this situation exists.
We also received a lot of email about my interview with Melinda Gates of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Along with the Broad Foundation, it has pledged $60 million to put education on the 2008 presidential campaign agenda and to raise awareness of the fact that 1 million students drop out of U.S. high schools every year.
High school teacher Deanna Sharp of Lake Jackson, Texas, says she thinks Melinda Gates puts too much of the blame on teachers. I work with too many students who come from families where education is not revered, she writes. It's not the teacher's fault that students drop out. It's our broken society's fault for being too scared to stand up to pop culture and raise children with tough love.
Daniel Eder of Milwaukee disagrees with Melinda Gates' belief that all high school students should go to college. He asks, is there no room in American society for learning skilled trades? I'm the owner and manager of a successful manufacturing company. We have great difficulty filling well-paid positions, including welders and machinists. He goes on, I'm not ready to cede all manufacturing to low labor cost countries.
Finally, some praise for Scott Simon's essay on his friend and mentor David Halberstam, who died in a car accident on Monday. Halberstam is best known for chronicling the war in Vietnam.
Tom Knutson of Austin, Texas, was in his car and slowed as he heard the piece. Halberstam's death on its own saddens me, for he was one of those journalists who approached his work as if there were a way to get to truth. He adds, Mr. Simon brought to life the elegance and courtesy of a writer who remained curious, intellectually energetic, giving, and humble until his end.
You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page.